Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Rock Ridge girls basketball coach Sean Strahan, and a little bit of a double duty now with the new schedule this year for junior high basketball and playing the IESA schedule in the Prairie Land Junior High Conference. That means basically it's, I call it summer slash fall basketball because the season starts in late August. So I know, Coach, I think you're coaching the 8th grade girls at Rock Ridge and, of course, the varsity girls basketball coach. So I guess what are your observations with the new schedule junior high-wise, and how do you like that?
Well, I really do like the opportunity to, you know, get to work with the junior high girls and try to shore up our junior high program a little bit. You know, not that it was bad before, but I'm trying to get some more girls involved, trying to get some more girls out for basketball. I think it's been a very positive thing for us, and I've enjoyed it. It's kind of renewed my vigor for basketball and have really had a good time doing it. So the month of November, though, is kind of a pain with the high school girls and the junior high girls both playing sometimes at the same time, and we got to fight through that. But it'll be a learning curve this year, and hopefully we'll get some things ironed out, and it'll move on and then continue to grow from there.
Yeah, and I know how the schedule works. You have the we're talking to you on Saturday, so the Prairie Land Conference Junior High Tournament is today with the first-round preliminary games, and then I think it proceeds into next week, so that overlaps into the games. The varsity team starts games on Monday, so you can't be in two places at one time, can you?
Well, we're going to try to see if we can manipulate some things. We don't play until the late game on Tuesday for the varsity girls. So we're going to see if we can't try to switch the 8th grade girls to the early game and try to do both and see what happens. And then if we're fortunate enough to make it to the championship of the Prairie Land Conference on Thursday, then we'll have to see what we need to do there. But you know, that's kind of our plan, and we've got a plan kind of in place and trying to see if we can do both and make everybody happy.
All right, so you get a lot of games next week. We're talking varsity basketball now. You open up with that Ridgewood tournament. You've been there for a while, so you do get a lot of play right off the bat in week one.
Yeah, we definitely do. They kind of changed the format, went to pool play instead of more of a round robin, which has been in the past. And normally we get a day off in the middle of the week. Well, it just so happens that we are off on Monday, and then we play basically four or five nights in a row, which is not good, you know, early on in the season because, you know, you got some things that you need to work on and address. But, you know, this group of girls that I've got this year are varsity experienced girls. I'm not saying that they're old by any means, but because we're mostly juniors, but they've had a lot of playing time last year. We took some battle wounds last year, and hopefully we'll be much better for it this year. But I think we'll be able to adjust more on the fly just because of the group of girls I'm going to have.
Well, and I tell you what I think is really going to be interesting this year in terms of, like, you know, graduation in the area, that there's going to be a lot more balance in girls basketball this year, I think. Now, the exception to that is Anawan, who's the defending 1A state champs, and they have everyone back from that team last year. So it looks like they're no question at the top in terms of area small school girls basketball. I'm talking about 1A, 2A. But, you know, the rest of the teams kind of in the area, I think, are going into the season to say, well, it'll be interesting to see how we stack up. I think we may have a little better chance in 2017, 2018. And I'm not disrespecting the teams in the area by no stretch. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the balance is much different this season than it has been in past years.
Right, and I would agree with you. You know, I think Sherrard is still going to be pretty good just because of the way Coach Swanson coaches and what they do, and those kids know how to win. But, you know, when he loses the kids that he lost to graduation, those kids are almost impossible to replace. And that brings a parity to the rest of us. You know, Sherrard in our conference obviously has been at the top for a few years now because of that group of seniors that graduated. So I agree with you. I think the parity's there. You know, night in and night out, anybody I think can beat anybody. I think Riverdale will be really good. They got a real athletic young group that's coming in. So I think you're right. I think night in and night out, it's going to be a battle, kind of like the old Olympic used to be, where, you know, it didn't matter if a team was good, bad, didn't matter. Everybody just battled night in and night out, and I think that's back.
All right, tell us about your club. Not a lot of seniors, you said. You know, kind of a misnomer, so you don't have a lot of seniors, but you do have, you said, battle wounds. You do have kids that have played a lot of varsity basketball, though. So what do you think about the Rockets here 2017-2018?
Well, I've got two seniors, Fran Letts, and Fran's played before me, you know, all 4 years and through junior high. She's going to be a post. Kaylin Range, who's been on our team, has played. She actually ruptured her Achilles tendon day one of practice, so she had surgery yesterday. So she's probably going to be out for the season, which is a heartbreaking thing for a senior. And she'll be greatly missed because she played point guard for us. And then the rest of them are our juniors. Addison Riley, who plays point guard and played last year a lot. Maddie Henry, also a guard, played a lot of minutes at the varsity level last year. Peyton Heisch got some time at the varsity level. She really needed that year last year as a fresh soft player, but has developed a lot over the summer and has done some great things. Katie Garrett didn't do anything in the fall as far as sports for the school, but got in the gym and worked on her shot and worked on her basketball skills a lot, and she's much improved. Jessica Stice has played as a freshman, Hannah is a sophomore, so you know, she's definitely battle tested and looked to see good things out of her. So that's going to be my core group, and then we got a bunch of young girls that are just real raw and green, and are going to come in and fly around and give you some quality minutes, and maybe not even know any better, but looking for some good things for especially those young girls to get some experience this year so that we can keep moving forward.
Well, and that's why you said it's interesting, you know, you got to play a lot of games in rapid fire succession. The kids like doing that. You know, they don't like the practice, but I mean, that's kind of next week you kind of get kind of an early indication of where you're at, I guess. And, you know, all coaches is basically the same thing in the first week. It's about player combinations and practice is one thing, and how you play in games is the other.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've looked good in practice and done some good things and are way ahead of where I've ever been from the standpoint of knowing what we need to do. I mean, I can call out plays, and we haven't even practiced them yet, and we're running them. So that's really exciting for the coaching standpoint. But, yeah, trying to figure out some combinations, trying to figure out some girls, especially the young girls that I haven't seen much, in a varsity game with that speed, with that physicality that's going to happen, is going to be key for us next week.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you throughout the season. Good luck next week.
Appreciate it, Jim, and appreciate you guys covering local sports and everything that you guys do at WRMJ.
All right, Sean Strahan, another year of girls basketball at Rock Ridge. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.